welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast, the EG3 show underneath the 3Y podcast with EG3. That is me. If you guys are wondering, guys and gals are wondering, Eddie Greer the Third coming to you from stormy Kansas City, Missouri. I'm recording this on September 18th, 2025. We are past halfway of September already. Are you serious? Apparently so. We're going to be almost to the end of September. And boy, September has flown by quick. Folks, if it's your first time listening to this podcast, the sports, running, whatever come across this desk podcast here, sports, running, thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen here as we get down to business here on this edition of the podcast here. Coming up here in just a moment, we'll talk about quarterback play and what and how very important that is on whether that's college football, NFL football, obviously NASCAR into round two, now into the round two, into the now, if you want to call it, round of 12 of the NASCAR playoffs there. We'll say who's in and who is left out of the playoffs for the rest of the year. And, of course, the final segment, well, yours truly, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast early on a stormy Thursday morning, sun ain't out yet, 52 days, I looked on a Good Life Half-See page before I hopped on here, 52 days for me. I feel like I'm going to a United States major half marathon with all, and listen, getting a little bit more insight about what I'm going to. The Good Life Half-See, this podcast, will be part of that this time around. This has been on my bucket list, and we are 52 days out from that, and trying to do our best we can to not screw that up. But anyways, on the final segment of the show this week, we will take a look at the rest of the schedule because we have marathons going on beginning this weekend. World Major marathons going on. Start with Berlin. We'll look down the schedule because I got friends doing Berlin, friends doing Twin Cities, friends doing New York, a lot of friends doing Chicago. This podcast was in Chicago last year, so we're gonna set the schedule for the rest of the fall marathons. And of course, this podcast is focused on getting that elusive mission sub 80 marathon, half marathon, slow down, half marathon that we have been chasing for a long ass time. So we'll set that up there, as well as this podcast is 52 days out from the Good Life Half-See. Before that, I'm not going to count market to market because that is not a competitive, I would say, at least the team I'm on, not really competitive, you want to call it that. But anyway, we'll just have to see how that all shakes out there as well. So I at least got two more events going on for the rest of the year. Maybe, I don't want to look past the Good Life Half-See right now. So my eyes are full focused on that as well. Again, first time listening to this EG3 podcast, thank you so much for tuning into the show. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, we are on weekly. So I'm going to try to, and obviously, going rewind back to the Good Life Half-See, there will be a solo postcast of what goes down in Lincoln, Nebraska in 52 days. 52 days. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So I am getting locked in, getting pumped up for that race because hearing a lot of good, great things about it and hearing the word PR and all that. Hopefully. Oh, and it's been a minute since we PR'd. Now, if you take out the road mile back in July in St. Louis, in an actual race, we haven't actually PR'd an actual race, so I'm hungry. I am definitely hungry. All this work throughout the year, you got to go back a little bit. Not a little bit, but you got to go back to the beginning of the year. Really, yeah, beginning of the year, going through the Olathe phase build, the Olathe full marathon, and all that, the hard work that we've put in to this thing. So this is going to be big. This is going to be big. And looking forward to the opportunity to really put my name into that category there as we continue to chase this thing. But hopefully the chase will end on November 9th there as well. Very, very pumped up, very locked in on finally getting that achieved there here in the year 2025. But other than that, speaking of achieving, well, we have less achieving quarterbacks right now going on with my teams right now. And you probably, I ain't going to say it because Chiefs 0-2, right? And then you got K-State, abysmal 1-3 to start off the year. Everybody's asking me, like, what the hell is going on? Florida Gators 1-2. Their road ain't getting any easier. They play in Miami on Saturday night. All this other stuff going on. I have not checked the NFL slate. I'm going to do that while I'm talking. But look, everybody's asking me about K-State. What the hell is wrong with K-State and all that other stuff? And the expectations. Look, Avery Johnson. For those that don't know, Avery Johnson is the starting quarterback for the K-State Wildcats. And on the so far this year, he's played pretty decent until last Friday, where he played probably his worst game of the season. It's just not an excuse for K-State as a team, because they had the expectations really the last couple of years of trying to get to the Big 12 Championship in Arlington, Texas. Texas and Oklahoma wanted bigger things. He wanted to go to SEC. So they're out. And I said this on the other podcast that I do. And this K-State team underperforming. And again, you got a good quarterback play. and probably the other half of that equation, K-State's offense coordinator not letting Avery Johnson use the full tools that made him what he is. Not using his legs, trying to make him a pocket passer, and all this other stuff. Look, to Avery's credit, he's improved in that department. But what makes Avery Johnson dangerous is his legs. And I don't feel like he's using those legs. And probably more so than the coaching staff put the blame on them for putting the chains on Avery. I can't. There's no other way to put it. And 1-3, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Right now, I'm giving you a little bit of insight to the K-State world a little bit here on this podcast. For a little bit, anyway. That, you know, K-State fans are unhappy because you gave up. You had the head coach of K-State football, Chris Klieman, you asked the fan base to give up a freaking home game to go to Ireland. So, for me, if I'm a hardcore fan, where that is K-State, Missouri, Kansas, you're asking me to pitch in money to give up a home game to go to travel to Ireland or Germany or Munich or whatever. You know, NFL has all these international games now with Munich, Ireland, Dublin. I'm forgetting the other one right now, but if you ask me to give, you better sure as hell better win that football game. Otherwise, I'm gonna be pretty pissed off. At least that's where I come up with, anyways. I mean, you have your fans that, you know, we're there, we use it for vacation and whatnot, and they'll, no matter what the result is, right, they'll say, you know, it's all right, we'll get them next time. But you have the hardcore fans saying, hell no. Why do we give a home game to watch this crap? And for Kansas State, look, they had opportunities to make plays. It's Iowa State. They did not. And you keep hearing, and I keep hearing the curse, the curse of the loss, losing in Ireland, right? And right now, K-State is in that phase because since then, they have not played like K-State football. Screwing up in special teams, fumbling the football, getting out-physicaled, out-tough, not tough enough, too soft. all these other things. All these other things are going on right now, in case, which is not Kansas State football. Not even close. You got a head coach that is soft as well. So treating like Pop Warner every time we lose. All right, okay, that's okay, guys. You know what I'm saying? We can try harder next time. No, it is not. That you are a Power Four program, and you have former K-State athletes, or football players in this instance here, a couple of them called you out, called the program out, saying, you're not, you guys aren't playing up to expectations. I'm summarizing this up in a nice way. In a nice way, because some of that got called out. And yeah, in this day and age of college football, whether that's a Gator, the Florida Gators underperforming, again, same thing. DJ Lagway, the quarterback for the Florida Gators, also came to Florida with a high expectations, right? I believe was a five-star recruit there, and he threw five interceptions last weekend. So yet, Florida somehow still lost by only 10 points. So far it has been the year of the close game. This is the EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer III, here on this week's edition of the podcast here, recording this episode on a stormy, yes, we're going to work through it, stormy Thursday morning, September 18th, on a Thursday morning when the sun ain't out yet. Of course, early, 2025, got a busy evening, so that's why, well, I like corner evenings. I enjoy recording in the morning, if I can get these words out of my mouth. But I should have checked the weather on that. But anyways, we'll keep moving along. But yeah, we're working through the storm here that has arrived in Kansas City, Missouri this morning here. So when y'all listen to this, this storm, if it's not raining on Friday, will be already passed. But yeah, man, DJ Lagway, five picks. It's LSU. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'm gonna try to keep this PG-13, but terrible. It's terrible. Five picks. Watching him throw five picks against LSU. LSU was third ranked in the country, and yet you lost by 10 points. That's kudos to the Florida defense for doing their job right there. So again, man, it was NFL Patrick Mahomes for y'all Chiefs fans out there. Patrick Mahomes. It starts with him, right? Did not make critical throws in that Philadelphia Eagle game there. And, of course, the Eagles continue to own the Chiefs since the Super Bowl. Or you can go back maybe a year or two before that as well there, as the Eagles beat him. And I think that's twice now that Philadelphia has beaten Kansas City at Arrowhead. If you want to take it back that far. No, I'm not going to edit that out. Nope. Not talking about what I just said. The rain is now hard. So there's that. So if you hear that, I apologize. I'm not going to take that out of this recording. So we're going to work through it here on this edition of the podcast. But yeah, man. So you have to have solid quarterback play. Tennessee don't have it. Yes, they have Cam Ward now. They've been in and out of quarterbacks. We've been in and out of quarterbacks. The Falcons. Now we have MPX, Michael Penix Jr. Now, Kirk Cousins is the backup there. As well, the line goes on, right? New York Jets 0-2 with Justin Fields suffering concussion there. You're gonna have to do that. The Colts somehow are 2-0 there. Daniel Jones, a quarterback. Again, this is examples right here. So Justin Herbert 2-0. Let me see here. Caleb Williams 0-2. Still Caleb Williams throwing picks. Wiley there. New York Giants 0-2. And at the Sunday Corners podcast here, Kansas City taking on New York Giants on Sunday Night Football. A very, 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 very interesting game right here, because loser 0-3. And for the Chiefs, see, it better not be them. I tell you that. Based on what I've been hearing on the talk shows so far this week anyways there as well, because she's going three. We've got major problems. Oh, hell yeah, you do. You do as well. So we'll see. The Giants have been going through quarterbacks as well. And they, at one point in that Dallas game last week, were flipping, switching quarterbacks with the lead. Russell Wilson trying to take us back to the early 2000s. And he and Jackson Dart, and of course, Jackson Dart, the New York Giants drafted Jackson Dart this year. We saw him in and out. And like, I think it was like a late third. I was watching this on NFL Red Zone last weekend. And they were all of a sudden, Giants were winning. And we're out here switching quarterbacks. So this is going to be an interesting game on Sunday night, man. I'm telling you. Telling you there as well. Somebody's going to go in three. So there's that. And then Monday night's game, you have Detroit, and I like how I just transitioned right on into it. Detroit just bashed Chicago. This made Chicago look stupid in Detroit, but now they got to go on back on the road to take on a Baltimore team. So this is a 1-1 records. They both have a 1-1 record there. How about an NFC West showdown? Back to Sunday slate. With Arizona, San Francisco, 2-0 apiece. Arizona 2-0 behind Kyler Murray. He's got a forgotten one over there, Kyler Murray. San Francisco won on the road last week without Brock Purdy. So, again, quarterbacks are very important, again, in the NFL or in college. I think particularly... Maybe more, I'll probably lean just a little bit towards the quarterbacks are more important in the NFL. But again, it's nice to have a veteran quarterback in the college too, because if you can keep the quarterback in this day, current age of the NIL and all this other stuff, because if you don't get your way, you're out of the university and going somewhere else, it's like year to year. You know, it's hard to keep athletes in general out of universities, because now it's all about the money. If you're not performing, then you should get criticized too. That's just how I look at it. And maybe I'm showing age here. Maybe I'm old school, but you're getting paid a lot of money to perform. You best have to perform, or otherwise, you're gonna get criticized for it. You're hearing it now. The KC radio stations there, the big time players, Kelce's of the world, Travis Kelce, not catching that ball. Chris Jones, Matt Patrick Holmes, they're not playing up the standards. They're not being leaders on the team, the Chiefs and all that other stuff like that. So, it goes all around. And it goes back to the whole K-State thing. The veteran guys on K-State also aren't performing as well, which is why everything right now is in shambles with this football program, which has a lot of us pissed off that our K-State alums that are connected to Kansas State. So that's kind of been the main thing this week from the football side of things as well. And I'm also recording this on Thursday morning, because tonight, this will come out tomorrow night, so we're going to know the result of this Miami-Buffalo game here, and things ain't looking good for the Dolphins. it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better there, because they're still reeling for what Tyreek Hill did. Walking out on a team like that last year, quitting on his football team. You're a star player, and you're quitting on a team. You're getting paid a lot of money, you're quitting. Mm-mm. So they're still, as Tua said, they're still real. I think they're still reeling from that, and they might lose tonight. So Mike McDaniel, I think he's going to be gone before mid-season. Because I think Tyreek Hill is trouble. And that's my opinion there as well. That's just my opinion. And I'm just going to leave it. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But meanwhile, the Falcons, 1-1, they go on the road looking for revenge against Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers there. Yeah, we want that revenge from last year, because that was pitiful. The defense. That game last year, the end of the year, that was awful. That was awful right there. Green Bay at Cleveland, Houston, Jacksonville, Cincinnati without their quarterback, Joe Burrow, again. It looks like he might be done already. That's a huge blow. Taking on another team that's without the quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, which the Falcons made him look stupid last Sunday night. There you have the Rams, the rematch of the NFC. It looks like this is a rematch of the, what's the NFC title game? I want to say it was, no, it wasn't. That was Washington. That was Washington and Philadelphia. This is the EG3 podcast here. Eddie Greer III here coming to you on this Thursday night. Not Thursday night. It feels nighttime. Thursday morning, September 18th, 2025. This is the rematch of the NFC, one of the NFC divisional round games. The Rams pushed the Eagles to the limit, but the Eagles pulled it out there thanks to Saquon Barkley. This is a rematch of that. Both pair of 2-0 teams. Aaron Rodgers losing at home to Seattle last week, taking on New England. They're on the road there. The Jets facing Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is 2-0. Again, Indy, Tennessee, already mentioned that. Washington, Las Vegas, a pair of 1-1 teams there. Denver, and how about this? The Chargers, golden opportunity for them. Golden opportunity for the Chargers to take a 3-game advantage. Can they do it? They're at home, or as you call it, a neutral site game, like Cody Tapp talked about this week. As the I think the Rams have more of a home field advantage because they play. I mean, both these. That's funny, interesting, because we got to take a timeout. But that's interesting because, you know, the Rams and the Chargers play in the same stadium. Now, I also think the Rams have more of a home field advantage than the Chargers because you get more Rams fans in these home games than Chargers fans. Just saying. New Orleans, Seattle, Dallas, Chicago, that's in the 3:30 slate there. Arizona, San Francisco, and of course, we already talked about Kansas City and New York Giants. That's probably the game to watch. We're going to be watching that for sure because somebody's going to go on 3. And if it's the Kansas City Chiefs, watch out. Watch out, folks, for that. So the Giants will look for the upset on Sunday Night Football. Of course, Monday night, big matchup there. Detroit at Baltimore right there. So quarterbacks obviously going down in the NFL already. So you're already seeing what that means to the teams out there. We're seeing, obviously, the effect of not playing well when you have your quarterback. You need experience. And right now, for both K-State and Florida's concern there as well, they're going to have to get crap turned around pretty quick. It's going to get rough real quick. We got to take a time out here real quick for a little bit here on the EG3 pod. When we come back, turn our page to NASCAR for a bit here. We are in now the round of 12. Who's in it? We'll talk about it next. We're back on the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer here. Rain is coming down now here in Kansas City, Missouri. Early morning edition. September 18th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to the latest edition of the EGD podcast. If you're looking for it, it's under the 3Y pod with EG3. This was a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years before deciding to change it back last year, of course. So again, all the episodes now on the feed. Obviously, this will be up on Friday night. And when this comes up Friday night, we're going to know the result of that Miami-Buffalo game. Changing gears now to NASCAR for a little bit. Speaking of NASCAR anyways, yeah, so we're in the round of 12. Yes, sir. So we eliminated 4 drivers the other night, or last week anyways, in a crazy Bristol night race there, which involved tires there, which nobody saw coming. Nobody saw coming. And at the end of the night, Toyota, aka Joe Gibbs Racing, swept the first 3 races of the first round of these playoffs. Christopher Bell holding off a hard charging Brad Keselowski late to win it. What a start for Toyota. Again, Chase Briscoe kicked everybody's ass at Darlington and then gained round 2. or say race number two. You had Denny Hamlin step on the gas there in St. Louis. And then Christopher Bell, the Oklahoma native, folks. Hold off. Brad Keselowski with a little push out front to the lead. That's what I call it. That wasn't a turn him. He should have, Brad Keselowski should have went down on him, not push him forward. That was kind of funny. That looked like a video game move out there on that last half lap there. I thought Brad Keselowski would go low. He decided to go basically run straight in the back bumper of Christopher Bell. Basically, he pushed him out there. That was it. That was it right there. When he did that, game over. You went right there. So Christopher Bell winning that race. And then shout out to Brad Keselowski, though. That was a heck of a drive. And then we got to give another shout out to the third place driver, Zane Smith. Again, Keselowski and Zane Smith are not in these playoffs. But to give these solid runs for their respective teams, that respect. Zane Smith, this fool was in the top 10. I was going back and forth between the Florida LSU game and the race, and I have a gripe with one of my roommates. But I'm not getting that now because we could use that TV, and we can have two TVs going on, right? We can have one on football and one on either NASCAR or another football game. Just saying. It's just, instead of having that up there just to not be used. but look, going back and forth, and Zane Smith, to finish my point here before getting to these drivers, he was in the top eight for all the second half of that race. And Zane Smith at one point was about to win that race. So Zane Smith got to give a lot of credit to him. So I know we're not going to talk about these non-playoff guys, but we got to give a shout out to where it is. So Brad Keselowski obviously gets a shout out this week, but two shout outs. We'll give a special one to Zane Smith for what he did last week at Bristol as he finished in the third spot right there and for a chance to win that race. But the bigger picture now, the round of 12, who's in and who's out. So the 12 drivers left, right? And again, same thing applies. This is the next three races, right? So yeah, Bristol's last weekend, my bad. New Hampshire, Kansas is next week. So the racing series. You're gonna have I believe all three series gonna come here. Yeah, all three series will be back in Kansas. Yes, sir. Kansas City, Kansas, next weekend. And then I can't remember what's the third race in this round is, but we'll worry about that next week. But, yeah, so there you go. So, same thing applies. So, the bottom four after these next three races are eliminated. Unless you win and you're in to the next round. That is toward the guys left in the playoffs. So, who's left? All right. So, right now, if this was the top eight right now, here you go. Denny Hamlin. It all resets. Denny Hamlin, Joe Gibbs Racing. William Byron, Hendrick Motorsports. Kyle Larson, Hendrick Motorsports, and Hendrick Motorsports, a round to forget from them. Them there as they didn't look good. They did not look good, but hey, again, you advance because of the regular season. Christopher Bell, now in the fourth spot. Ryan Blaney, fifth. Chase Briscoe gets some more points from the Darlington win. Chase Elliott and Bubba Wallace. So again, this is really close, and until after the first race, which is New Hampshire this weekend, very, very, very tight. 26 points from the cutoff. Denny Hamlin to Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace only 1 point to the good right now. And shout out to my guy Bubba. He's been doing really, really well. And he's on one right now for sure. So I wouldn't count him out. That's for sure. In saying that, listen to this. So here's the other guys that are in the playoffs right now. Austin Cindric, Penske, Joey Logano, Penske, Ross Chastain moved on, Trackhouse Racing, and the last guy Austin, what a dramatic finish here between Austin Cindric and Alex Bowman. Alex Bowman, of course, got eliminated along with Shane Van Gisbergen. All those points gone and got eliminated. Austin Dillon, Shane Van Gisbergen, Alex Bowman, and a rough first round for Josh Berry. It seemed like he didn't even get off the ground. He got eliminated last weekend as well. So those four guys are out. Now Austin Cindric. Let me pull the stands one more time as my phone is going off. Austin Cindric, Joey Logano, Ross Chastain, and Tyler Reddick. So those guys are starting outside the cut line. So again, stage points are going to play huge, critical in this first race because you screw up, you're done. And it's even worse because you don't have all these drivers now. It is now just you guys now in the mix because you screw up, chances are you're going to be in a deep hole. So be on the lookout for that. Because, yeah, if you even with these guys, with the Hamlins, Byrons, the Larsons, the Bell, it's really, it relates to the whole field. You screw up, especially you're in a tight window, like a Chase Briscoe. Again, I had Chase Briscoe in my final four. Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, somebody like that. Valters, yeah, you're going to be digging out of a deep hole. So, again, it advises you, you win, any of these drivers win, you automatically punch it, get a ticket to the round to the Elite Eight. You're that much closer to the Championship Four. So, that's what we got going on here in New Hampshire on the line this weekend. Let me see if I can pull the schedule here. That's going to bug me. Ooh. All right. So, oh, yeah. So, next week, all right, we'll start with this. So, next week, I just said it, Kansas, we're back. We're back, baby. NASCAR returns to Kansas. Hollywood Casino 400. Kansas Speedway next weekend. All three series will be in action there as well. And then the finale of this round goes back to Charlotte. The Roval. The road course on an oval. For those that don't know, that are new, that are fresh to this podcast that don't know, the Bank of America Roval 400 concludes the round of 12. And that is going to be the decider for who goes to the next round and who gets eliminated. So you best better, you have a chance, New Hampshire and Kansas, to get it done. So that's what you, because the road course might not be guaranteed because of one Shane Van Gisbergen. We'll find out because Shane Van Gisbergen was a playoff driver. He's not now because he got eliminated. But win all these road courses, so we'll have to see what happens. This might be a long shot bet, if I'm a betting man, but Shane Van SVG, the other syllable guy, not EG3, SVG. SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, might win that race. if that comes to fruition, right, that's going to open up another playoff driver to transfer his way in. So I know Christopher Bell was talking about it with Kevin Harvick on the latest edition of his podcast. Kevin Harvick's podcast, anyways. Well, he was talking about the round of 8 with Talladega being in that mix. That's going to be something, but I don't want to look too far ahead there as well, because you got to focus on what's next in front of you. So, New Hampshire, that's going to be something to watch there for. Obviously, Christopher Bell, a lot of momentum. He knows how to win in that racetrack. Joe Gibbs Racing has been a story of these playoffs so far, and I would not be surprised if they keep it going, because They know how to win in that racetrack, for sure. So I would not be surprised if Joe Gibbs Racing makes it 4-for-4 in these NASCAR playoffs. So there is that. This is the ETD podcast. When we come back, that's a little short, keeping that short and sweet here on this week's edition of this podcast. So again, we'll recap it all. We've been keeping up tabs throughout the rest of the year. So that has been my mission. We're going to keep tabs on that for the rest of the year and see who is the champion. Joey Logano is still in it. Yes, he is, folks. He is still a part of the championship. So the defending champion, obviously, three-time champion, Joey Logano, moves on. Now, he's going to have to this is only going to get harder from here. So he's going to have to step up his game a little bit. But the defending champion from last year is still in the mix there. So who is going to get the first ticket to the round of 8 on Sunday? Gonna have to find out, and I believe that For those that are interested in that, let me go back to the tab. Actually, I'm in the right one. USA will have the race. PRN will have it on the call there as well. Sirius XM, HBO Max. Also looks like they have it. I don't have HBO Max, but it looks like they're going to have it as well. Two Eastern time, one Central time. Early race start in the middle of the NFL slate of games. The early slate anyways as well. So, yeah, I'm going to be having a split screen as well. So, we'll look out for that as well. So, again, another jam-packed weekend coming up, whether that's football, college, or NFL. I didn't even go through the top 25 yet. Maybe I'll do that coming out of the break, and then we'll go through the schedule of the rest of the running races for the upcoming fall. The important ones, anyways, as we're getting that much closer to the start of it with Berlin. We're getting that here in the final segment of the show. But yeah, a jam-packed weekend ahead of us here again in across of sports. When we do come back, we'll set it up, get y'all ready for the running races. Obviously, the rest of the world majors around the corner. We'll go through that top 25 right here next. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the EG3 podcast. This week, Eddie Greer recording this episode, September 18th, 2025. We're already into the second half of September, folks, in full fall sports or in full swing. This rain is in full swing as well. As I'm recording this early in the morning here before I get my Thursday rocking and rolling here and the rest of the week, obviously, here for that as well. I mentioned getting right into the last segment of the show this week, college football top 25, and then I'll get into the running part here. I'm just going to go right down in order. Yeah. So real quick, this is the top 25. Texas Tech, Utah, that's in the early slate. Tennessee, the heartbreaking loss against Alabama. So Tennessee losing to Alabama yet again. They're going to host UAB. Tennessee is 15th. Utah, Texas Tech, 16th, Texas Tech is 17th, Oregon, hosting Oregon State, 0-3, Oregon ranked 6th, 3-0, Oregon was ranked higher than that, guess not. Florida State, hosting Kent State, Florida State 2-0, ranked 7th in the country. Oklahoma, hosting Auburn, top 25 matchup, Auburn 22nd, Oklahoma 11th, Ole Miss taking on Tulane. At home, Ole Miss is ranked 13th. Michigan goes on the road. Michigan got blasted the last time they were on the road. They didn't stay on the road. They got to go to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. We will be up in Lincoln next month and in the month before that. Well, not even a couple weeks before that. So, Michigan, 21st ranked in the country. Notre Dame off to an 0-2 start after A&M knocked them off at home last week. They taking a hosting Purdue. Notre Dame lost away. They should be out of the ranking, in my opinion. That's just a whole nother conversation. Georgia Tech hosting Temple. And how about Georgia Tech upsetting Clemson last week? Georgia Tech now 18th ranked. 3-0. Georgia Tech. Woo! Love that. Missouri hosting South Carolina. And then I mentioned Florida early on in this episode. Florida, you got to go on the road 1-2. Now you got to take on Miami, who's ranked 4th in the country. Oof. If DA Lagway plays like crap again, we're going to lose. That's bottom line there in Miami. So, again, so Florida looking to turn things around. They're going to have to do it at home. Not at home, but on the road in prime time. I'm not looking forward to this game. Not one bit. Indiana taking on Illinois. That's a 9 versus 19 matchup there. Indiana is ranked 19th. Illinois is 9th. Vanderbilt. So you're talking about who had this on their bingo card, right? Vanderbilt ranked. Seriously, they're ranked. Seriously. 20th ranked versus Georgia State. Vanderbilt is ranked 20th. Georgia Tech is ranked 18th. What world are we living in right now? Vanderbilt. Woo! Vanderbilt is 3-0. Woo-wee! Man, LSU taking on Southeast Louisiana. LSU, of course, beat Florida last week. Texas hosting Sam Houston. Yeah, Arch Manning. Yeah, I wasn't high on that train. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because the last name Manning, I get that. But I wasn't even high on Arch Manning to begin with anyways. And he is not playing well either. Talking about quarterbacks so far here in 2025. Arch Manning, he's been a disappointment for them. Woo! But yet... Oh, okay, yeah, they're 2-1. Yeah, okay, yeah, I was about to say, what? Yeah, they lost to Ohio State early in the season. Arch Manning, he sucked. He sucked right there. And they got Sam Houston this week. So, yeah, Arch Manning, he ain't lived up to anything yet. And then finally on here, the late night game on Fox, Michigan State. You got a pair of 3-0 teams here against USC. USC, and I'm not talking about South Carolina. I'm talking about Southern California. 3-0, pair of 3-0 teams. Somebody's going to leave out of there 4-0 to kick up, to roll with his 2025 season there as well. So, again, my weekend's going to be all set there as well. So, interesting slate of games as well. But I think if y'all had Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech at some point in the top 25, raise your hand. I don't see any hands up. So there's that. I'm pumped. I'm stoked for Tech. They're ranked again. And Brent Key, I think, is their head coach for Georgia Tech. He's a terrific job since taking over that program. Terrific job. He gets kudos there. Georgia Tech, that team was a laughing stock. And Vanderbilt, too, for a long time. Vanderbilt, we know Vanderbilt was a laughing stock for a long ass time as well. We'll see if Vanderbilt can keep things rolling. But Georgia Tech, y'all gotta take this team seriously. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. The HED podcast rolls on through the downpour of weather. If you hear rain outside of my window, seeing the HED3 confines, I apologize about that. I can't edit. I ain't editing it out. Sorry. So we're gonna move on to the last part of this episode here tonight or this morning. And when y'all listen to this, it'll be tonight or this evening or morning or whenever you listen to this episode. This will come out tomorrow. We've been posting these while I'm thinking about it. We've been posting these on Fridays. So be on the lookout every Friday from here on out. Episodes of the EGD podcast, unless something out of ordinary happens or whatnot. Obviously, I already said at the beginning of this episode, there will be a solo postcast of what goes down the Good Life Halfsea November 9th. That's where Fast Eddie is going to look to make noise up there in Lincoln, Nebraska. You hear all those PRs and all that. We look to finally break 80 in that marathon there as well. So I'm locked in, man. I am getting ready for that as well as trying to get healthy for that there as well. But yeah, so that leads into the other races before that, right? World Majors, obviously, beginning with Berlin this weekend. And I believe that's the 21st. I believe that's on Sunday. Let me look real quick. See if I can, 18th today, 19th. Yeah, the 21st. So I know I got a friend. I actually got 4 or 5 that are doing the Berlin Marathon. So that kicks things off there. I know Chicago, not Chicago, but Boston had, once again, your yearly 35,000 plus submissions in this week. So getting notifications about that. So I believe emails have already been handed out to people. So there's that. Chicago, well, actually, the week before Chicago in October will be the Twin Cities Marathon in Minnesota. I got a handful of people doing that. So, again, remember, take the rewind the clock back a little bit. We were up in Minnesota for the Gary B. Yokel Half Marathon, and that was not in the plans this year. But one of my teammates slash good friends offered up and say, hey, you want to do it? Or you want to do this race? I'm like, hey, let's go get it. So I was able to go up there and obviously do what we did up there. Negative split that race. That was not even in the cars either. The way that panned out. And The way if we train, all I gotta say is this: if we trained for that prior to that, and that's I'll probably say in my opinion that's more of a downhill too. You still have your little uphills, but that's more of a downhill too because you're going in down into downtown Duluth on a downhill. That. The way I was rolling, I know, I think that's a sub 80 for sure. for sure there. Especially the way that started because I thought for sure I wasn't going to get that. How that race played out because I thought I was going to just ride that thing out. You know what I mean? But the legs told me otherwise. In the second, especially after literally halfway through that race, my legs said, I think we're warmed up enough. Let's ride. You know what I'm saying? So we rolled that in. Obviously, if you want to listen to that episode, go back. It's on the ET3 feed there as well. So I'm trying not to get too hyped up. And trying to stay calm, poised, and all that. I know I can run the time. I know I can run the pace. That's not the problem. That's not the problem at this point. So we're working around a little bit of a hip issue that's popped up for last, I don't know, 3 weeks, since the beginning of September, really. So that's why I've kind of been laying low a little bit, trying to stay off the radar, laying low, trying to keep my head down, trying to get this right. And then we'll just have to see what happens. It's out of your control, but all I can do is just focus on getting right because that's the important part, right? So, yeah, man. So I'm dealing with that. Meanwhile, other people are getting ready for these races, these marathons, really. Berlin this Sunday, when 2025 turns the calendar to October. Twin Cities is on the 5th. I don't know if it's that Saturday and Sunday. I already know it's a date. The 5th. Then, yeah, you're getting these in a row. So you got that the following week. Chicago Marathon, and I got a lot of folks doing that, and then that is the weekend that I am going to be in Omaha, or Lincoln, one of those two, for the market, again, I'm not counting that, because that's more of a relay race, so I'm not going to count that, but that's going to be my peak week, so there's that, but Chicago, for the rest of y'all who are doing it this year, because this podcast was at it last year. And that was a interesting experience there. Again, the episode's on the feed. You're gonna have to probably go back a bit as well. It feels like yesterday that we did that race, Chicago Marathon on the 12th, and then the hometown race right here, Kansas City. And why do I miss out on these? Kansas City next year is on the table, and I've did the Kansas City Marathon before. But I did it while I was living in Manhattan. I came over here when I was living in Manhattan in Kansas City and did that race. So that could be in the car. There are a lot of races in the cars right now. I just don't know which ones yet, at least for the summer. Yet. Kansas City Marathon is one of those for next year. So, but for this year's concern, that is on the following week. I think that's on the following Saturday. Either the 16th or the 17th, but that's so you're getting that to back to back races there. So I know I have friends in all of these races, and then November comes, the final world major of 2025. You have the New York City Marathon. I have another couple of buddies doing that on the 2nd, and then this is where EG3 Fast Eddie comes into play, the half marathon that we've been training for, right? Or I wouldn't say the half marathon block we've been getting after us, right? The goal race. The elusive sub 80. Before that, Salina, the 8th of November. And then the next day, obviously my crew, KCRC 210, will be at that in Salina, Kansas. We're not doing that this year. And speaking of rain, it only brings you back memories. Last year, pouring ass rain. Oh, that was a mess. I don't know. I still don't know how I ran sub 125 in that mess. I just don't. But the worst, I don't know what was worse. Not warming up when I started. Probably that, because that cost me. I know it did. And somehow I did not get injured doing that, but hey, we got it done, right? So yeah, all this brings me back to that. And finally, last but not least, I know there's races before that because there's Gravel Grind at the end of the month for several of the group as well. On the 25th or 26th, I don't know, but last but not least, but the important race for this podcast, finally, November 9th. Good Life Halfson. I feel like I'm gearing up for one of these major USA major half marathons. With the way that everybody has talked this up. Man, I've been hearing about it. People have been telling me about it. Everybody's telling me how the PR court. Not telling me about it. I've been hearing a lot of PRs about the course, whatnot. Hearing downhill this. All this other stuff. I haven't been to Nebraska in a long ass time. I've only been to Nebraska once. And that was Barton County. Living out in great big, shout out Great Bend, Kansas. Sit in the sidelines. I went to sit in the sidelines, you know, sit and watch everybody else compete. But now, fast forward some 20 years later, Fast Eddie, you're gonna tell me that 20 years later that I'm gonna go back to Nebraska and get ready to get after, go for my lifetime PR. I'll laugh in your face and told you there is no way. There is no absolute way that I'm going to run a half marathon in Nebraska. But here I am. Well, we're going to be running two events in Nebraska. So in a span of almost a month. So that's what I'm looking at for this podcast, particularly that. So I just can't wait. The more I hear things, the more pumped up I get for this race. And I've had this race on my half marathon bucket list for a long time, but wasn't able to do it because training for other fall marathons, which haven't been so successful. Now I can change that narrative and prove people wrong. I can't wait. I can't wait for it. So November 9th, Sunday, going down, Lincoln, Nebraska. We're coming for you, baby. Good Life Half, C Half. I just can't wait, especially hearing a little bit more about it from yesterday. Listened to a podcast yesterday about it, and I need to listen to it because I need the more information just for this podcast. So yeah, man, I can't wait for it. And it all starts really on Sunday with the Berlin Marathon there out across the water. So there's that as well. So another action-packed episode in the books, and of course, we'll have it for you. We'll have a recap for it. We'll have a preview, obviously, for the pot. It might be separate, but we'll see how all that transpires as we get things moved along here as we are rolling through the month of September. The EG3 podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available weekly or twice a week, but mainly lately it's been weekly. So episodes been coming out Fridays. So be out, keep your eyes out on it, and it only helps you to subscribe to this podcast and hit the alarm bell. Because when you do hit the alarm bell, you'll get a notification that a new episode has loaded of the 3Y podcast with EG3. Well, that's what it's under. The EG3 podcast. So there's that. So that will help you out tremendously. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, we have crossed the finish line on another edition of the EG3 podcast this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me here. As I'm recording this on Thursday, as the rain continues to pummel down, I don't see no sun, so we gotta get, yours truly gotta get ready for work, so there's that. We gotta finish up this work week on a strong note there as well. Appreciate y'all for listening to another edition of the EGD podcast. We'll be coming back to you next week for a recap, obviously, of what happened in New Hampshire. We're gonna have that recap and what happened in the NFL, obviously, with crucial matchups already. And if anything else pops up, we'll try to do our best to talk about it as well as EG3, a.k.a. Fast Eddie, continues to get prepared for the Good Life Halfsy Marathon. Did I say marathon? I did it again! The Good Life Halfsy Half Marathon going down, or in this instance, we'll just keep it simple, the Good Life Halfsy November 9th in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'll see you on the next edition of this podcast. We'll talk to you soon.